Hello again. Well, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt recently expressed concern over what he called a yawning gap in the law around sentencing children, and he said it cried out for reform, and he was talking in particular about legislation. Grainne, what was he referring to? Why did he make these remarks?
Basically, it was in relation to a case about a minor who was accused of a serious crime, and which was the murder of Yaron Tsetseg at Seren George. And basically, the judge was saying, I am limited in what sentence I can impose because of a gap in legislation. And so part of this is saying that, OK, we will send or lay down a sentence today, but in a couple of years' time, a reviewing judge will have a chance to look at your case, to look at your behaviour and say, we will let you out on parole or we will continue the sentence depending on behaviour. And that he was limited because this child is a minor, because the crime is so serious, that in what he could do. And he asked the Oireachtas to kind of look at it, because I suppose a case like this, or cases like this, do not happen very often. So I suppose the Oireachtas hasn't had a reason to look at it before. But I can't remember if it was this week or last week, but the Justice Minister, Simon Harris, said that they would look at it, and that they would look at filling that gap. And Tony Hunt said since that he was encouraged by those remarks and the soundings from government that something would be done to fill that legislative gap, because all he can do as a judge is to say, this is a problem, I'm limited here. Can politicians do something about it?
All right. It's a gap, Mary Siri Kearney, in the Children's Act in 2001. How did it take this long? We're 22 years on from that. How has it taken this long for a justice minister to promise action on something that's clearly causing problems for the judiciary? I mean, it takes a lot for a judge to comment on a need for legislation.
And to be fair, Mr. Justice Hunt was very clear on the separation of powers and very respectful of same. In 2004, the Court of Criminal Appeal made a decision that put a special onus on the courts to have regard to, you know, the rehabilitation and welfare of children. So that dominated future sentencing. So I think in 2017, then the Court of Appeal highlighted this idea that there is no power to suspend. It's an all or nothing. So they either sentence for life or not at all. But there was no in between. So in the meantime, the department, in response to that, the Department of Children carried out an initial policy work to look at potential sentencing or how that might be responded to. That was transferred into the Department of Justice. So there has been a lot of work done. In 2021, the Youth Justice Strategy was published, and that is from 2021 to 2027. And that within it has a lot of fantastic recommendations, a lot of which are already in
operation. Would you accept it? It is a long time. I mean, for a judge to describe something as a yawning gap that cries out for reform, you're talking about a process there that began in 2017 following an initial issue that was identified, was it in 2008? And by 2021, there are reports with recommendations still being written. And here we are in 2023 and
but
we haven't arrived at a solution.
In isolation, and it isn't. Okay. You know, we have youth diversion programmes. We have programmes being funded in communities all of the time. And year on year, that funding has increased in recent years. As regards the sentencing, yes, that does need to be addressed. And a schedule in the Youth Justice Strategy, a schedule has been set out that looks at other interventions, not just from a sentencing perspective, but allows for that incremental and appropriate, that discernment or, you know, the discretion of a judge in sentencing. I know that Simon Harris is very keen to bring that into legislation, but this is responding to the Youth Justice Strategy, which is in being.
Darren O'Rourke, were you aware of this gap, or do you think many of your political colleagues were aware of this gap before it was raised by Mr. Justice Tony Hunt?
I can say I wasn't. I wouldn't be following the courts that closely, and I'm not aware of if colleagues have raised it in the past. I think it's important. Well, in the first instance, I guess it's a it's a small number of cases where this becomes an issue, and we don't want to see many of them. But to have it set out by Mr. Justice Hunt, and I think that's significant. But it's important that it's responded to, but it responded to sensitively as well, in terms of I think there is need for due consideration, and the idea of you know, a broader suite of measures in terms of youth justice strategy, I think is important.
There was a good analysis with quotes from a number of experts in a piece, I think, by Mary Carolyn in the Irish Times, from Tom O'Malley, senior counsel, who's a professor in NUIG, also an expert on criminal sentencing. And Judge John O'Connor, who'd written a piece that's quoted there, calling for a kind of a more nuanced approach to sentencing, Patrick Costello, taking into account mental development of people and not necessarily being limited to age, that when looking at a more vulnerable cohort of society when you're sentencing them, requires a more case-by-case, individualised approach.
Well, just a couple of points. I think, first of all, there are other challenges with the Children's Act. Other cases, judges who are sentencing are uncertain if an order they give will carry on over 18, as was the case here. But it was, for example, the Children's Act provides for a deferred detention order. So you can put off someone going, you can sentence a child, and you can put off that for a variety of reasons, you know, perhaps to give them a chance, or for if it's in the interest of justice. Equally, you can have a detention order with a supervision order tacked on at the end. And the courts have been very uncertain if a sentence given to somebody at 17 carries on after they turn 18. And I think certainly we need to look at the needs of these young people, and we need to look at the needs of the people who are being sentenced as part of it.
As well as the needs, presumably, of society at large,
course,
and victims' families,
and
people
I think
who need
part
to be
protected. Part of this is about ensuring that our courts and our justice system prevent recidivism and prevent people going on to commit further crimes. And there is a cliff edge at 18 where you are now considered an adult and you will be looked at an adult in an adult way. And it's unclear if these more focused on needs sentencing from under 18 can carry on. And I think if you look at other countries, there is a carry on, a transition up to 21, and I think
24. Tom O'Malley was talking about
in some
things.
Well, yes, and again, but we see the same thing with the Garda Youth Diversion Project. We've been arguing, and it's in the programme for government, to extend that up to 24. It has got into the youth justice strategy that you would extend the Garda Youth Diversion options.
Right.
Up until 24, acknowledging what Justice O'Malley was saying.
But the inadequacies of the adult prison system, Mary Siri Kearney, if the concern is that a child moves from the like of Oberstown into the adult system and then no longer has access to rehabilitation care and loses the chances for training and reintegration into society, that shows a glaring hole at the heart of our adult prison system, where by the time you get there, hope is given up for rehabilitation.
I think there is a need for greater support. So I think that we will see a greater intervention this year from the Department of Higher Education and Skills with regard to prisons and to education, to supports. There are already substantial education programs going on. You know, out in Cherry Orchard, there is a program that both Patrick and I are on the committee of that provides supports and intervention for families into prisons. So I think that there are supports in prisons, that looking at that transition from Oberstown into an adult prison, there, and that is contained within the youth strategy of making sure there are supports for that transition. I mean, last year we had the Boy A and Boy B move from Oberstown or wherever they were as well, moving into the adult prison system. So making sure that they're cared for and supported is a really important thing that we make sure is there. But it is addressed in the youth strategy.
Right. Darren O'Rourke, what about some of the causes of people entering the criminal justice system. What kind of work could be done around that and the funding of that? Mary Siri Kearney there was talking about youth diversion programs and, you know, community-based projects. What's the level of investment there that we need to see, or more active outreach and staffing up of social work teams?
Oh, no, absolutely. We had opportunity, I think, before Christmas to attend with a number of Oireachtas members at Mountjoy Prison for we played a game of football there. Yeah, but
how'd you get on?
Not well.
Very noble of you to admit it.
Yeah. Do you remember the score? was it countable?
That's it. Yeah. No. It was counted, but we lost anyway. And I'm not sure we even gave a reasonable account of ourselves. But cutting and joking aside, before it, we had this conversation about with the governor and Philly McMahon and Rory O'Connor about the prison system and custodial sentences and repeat offenders and you know, and you see it not just here but elsewhere. It's, you know, not the postcode lottery, the postcode guarantee in terms of, you know, the over representation of the traveller community of certain postcodes in the city and in cities, and the ingredients are the same here and the world over in terms of disadvantage, lack of opportunity, lack of support, intergenerational poverty. So we know the ingredients. We also know the solutions. You know, they're intensive, but, you know, we're short on them here, and we do need in those youth diversion programs supports for early school leavers, and even earlier interventions are essential.
Mary Siri Kearney, the interventions, you know, you can come up with the legislation for the sentencing, but that's at the end point. It's too late for the individual that's been involved, no matter how enlightened the sentencing legislation you come up with. What about those interventions that that Darren O'Rourke was talking about, that you heard from the governor of Mountjoy and Philly McMahon and the rest? What's the commitment to funding them?
Well, I think the commitment is that we see from schools, in particular postcodes, as Darren has pointed out, you know, that we see a greater intervention in youth work. The substantial funding goes into communities in youth work programs, in supporting families, in supporting particularly lone parents, in making sure that you have an intervention. It's almost a positive discrimination where you have that intensity of supports through Family Resources Centre. You know, there is substantial funding and supports on the ground and organisations on the ground to intervene with families, to ensure, to keep children in school, because at the end of the day, education is the way forward.
It is for some, but people who have learning difficulties and challenges in that regard, Patrick Costello, fall out of the school system, and youth reach isn't big enough for everybody. And then there are other mental health issues and behavioural and background and family and intergenerational trauma that takes a lot of investment to get around.
Absolutely. And we can delve into each of those issues individually and take up a whole show here. But what I would say is the funding under the Youth Justice Strategy has been front loaded, and there's been a significant increase in the number of staff working in youth diversion projects. And it's not just the number of staff, but the variety of staff. So it's outreach workers who can reach out, go outside centres and reach out to children who aren't, and young people who aren't engaging. It's family support workers, so that the support work can be done in a whole of family kind of way. So that money has already been put in, and those people are being recruited and hired now, you know, and I'm speaking to youth diversion projects on the ground who are very excited at the minute about the potential that they now have, given the money they have, given these new hires they have.